Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with the music news, I got a pink story that's going to, you're going to just die from cuteness. It's so cute. So I'll start the 7 o'clock trash with that one. The 8 o'clock trash with that one. I always group all the music news in that one.
Nice.
This episode of The Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod. There's a new episode that's going up today. Did you already put that up there, Brittany?
It's processing right now. It should be up any minute.
All right, perfect. He tells the horrific tale of his unbelievably bad Thanksgiving. Like, we were all just... I was flabbergasted.
I feel like he's cutting in on my territory.
Oh, did you have a bad Thanksgiving?
No, I just seem to always have the horror stories, though. So I'm like, wow, look at him go.
Usually his life is so amazing.
Yeah, it's perfect.
You know, it's nice to hear that some crap went really wrong. And by crap, I do mean crap. So today, the Johnny Mosley Pod, you can catch new episodes at radio.com. And also follow him on Instagram, Johnny Mosley Pod on Instagram. He does this weekly workout thing that's, you know, if you want to watch him get sweaty and be unable to breathe and talk at the same time, that's the place to go.
He's Johnny Mosley. He's a big deal, everyone.
Yeah, he is. So we are just barely cracking into December here. What are we, on the 2nd? Everyone is wants to get their year-end lists out. We want to be first because people get so sick of year-end lists by the end of the year that, you know, if you're not out there first, you might not get gotten to.
Well, I also think it's really more about, is it a good one or not? Like, does it create conversation?
Right.
And make you want to be involved in that conversation? Or are you like, boy, you are scraping the barrel for a list, aren't you?
Right.
No thanks. No one
needed
this. Top
10 best foliage trees of 2020. Well, you got your maple. There's oak.
Right. Exactly right. So if you've got a good one, then I think they're super fun. That's
so
just me.
YouTube released a bunch of stuff. Their top trending videos. It's not just the most watched clips. They used some algorithm that factors in stuff like comments and likes and how many people searched for the thing. I almost started with number one. I almost pulled a Vinny. Here's a couple of the notable ones. Number 10 is the first episode of John Krasinski's Some Good News.
Oh, okay.
So people went, yes, I'll watch that. And the first episode is the one they watched. I personally am guilty of that. I watched that first one and went, isn't this nice? I like some good news.
Mm-hmm.
And then I never
Well, people
went back.
Were injured by his cash-in, I think, was one of the things that happened, too.
He got a few episodes in and sold the thing.
Right.
Oh, good for him. The rich get richer. There's a few in here. Like, I don't know who Dude Perfect is, but he's number 9 on here. Quarantine Stereotypes.
I think it's a group of dudes that just do amazing, sick shots, like basketball shots or all kinds of cool.
Oh, I think you've shown me this before.
You've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, their Quarantine Stereotypes was the number 9 top video on YouTube this year. Ricky Gervais's monologue at the 2020 Golden Globes on NBC, that's number 8. People went, I need a laugh. There's a Minecraft.
And also that people like to watch a takedown, which he's very good at.
He is, oh my God, he's amazing at it.
He is really good
at that.
You
gotta see this.
Right.
It's like, it painful, like stabby.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't want that from, like, you know, you'd be bleeding afterward. Mm-hmm. There's a Minecraft thing on here. It's some grand finale for speedrunner hunters. it's a guy who plays. The guy's name is Dream, I guess, but he plays Minecraft, so he put that up, and it was the number 7 top video. Let's see. First debate cold open, Saturday Night Live. That aired back in October. That's number 3 on the list. So it actually aired just last month, right? It would have been if it was the first debate. And so since then it's trended to the point where it's made number 3. This one I watched. I shared this with a bunch of people. Number 2 on the list. I'm not sure if you saw it or not, Vinny. But the guy who built the squirrel-proof bird feeder and then went on to create a huge squirrel obstacle course.
Whole thing, but I'm familiar with that video. Yeah,
I love this video. First of all, there's 4 or so squirrels that are participating in this. They don't know they're participating in it, but they figure out all these things. And he shows how long it takes them to figure out each obstacle as they go. And he gives them all personalities and names. And one of them turns out to be pregnant and has boobs. I mean, it's a whole.
Yeah, I definitely didn't get that. But look at him stalking his contraption.
He did a great job with it. And I guess he's done a bunch of videos like this where he tries to, you know, sort of figure out. But this is his top video. His name is Mark Rober, building the perfect squirrel-proof bird feeder. Maybe we can put that up
link
on the center video.
Yeah.
And the number 1 video on YouTube, these are the top trending videos on YouTube for 2020, is Dave Chappelle 8:46. It's not an actual Netflix special, just some thoughts from Dave on George Floyd's death. 8:46 is the amount of time that the cop who killed Floyd kneeled on his neck, and
right.
That is the one that everybody watched. And we'd play you some, but it's uncensored. Also, it really is so true that it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Top trending music videos on YouTube. Surprise, Drake's on here.
Oh yeah, of course he is.
Yeah, he's actually in the number 1 spot, which bums me out like no tomorrow. Future and Drake, they've got a song like "Life Is Good."
Mm-hmm.
Tekashi 6ix9ine's "Gooba" is the number 2 most watched video.
Wow.
Let's see, Roddy.
So
Rich
being
is
a
on
narc
there.
Didn't hurt him at all.
No, apparently not.
All right.
Well, people at least watch. Maybe it's just curiosity. People are watching, but he seems to have plenty of money, leaving $2,000 tips when he picks up dinner. I actually expected when I saw the title of this YouTube roundup, I thought, oh, WAP's going to be number 1. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, because who doesn't want to watch two chicks writhing around, like shaking things and moving in ways that I never knew the human body could move.
Depends on my company whether I want to do that or not.
Oh, what do you mean? Depends on where you work?
Because I'm around kids all the time. I can't do anything. Are you kidding me? I can't even pull. You're talking about videos, and I'm like, I can't pull my damn screen out. Or someone starts going, Blippi, Blippi.
Right.
Like, oh, my God, no.
Well, you should show them WAP, and maybe they'll be like, I'm never touching that thing again.
No,
I don't know what those people are doing.
No.
Dang, Daniel. So Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's WAP was in the top 10. It's number 5, though. Couple Roddy Ricch things in here. His song with DaBaby, Rockstar, was number 6. Roddy Ricch, The Box, which was the number 1 song forever. That's number 7. Another Drake song at number 8, Laugh Now, Cry Later. And actually, if you go to Variety, they have all the YouTube listings. So if you really must see, they have things like top creators and top breakout creator, that kind of thing. Forbes did their annual 30 under 30 list. They break it up into music, entertainment, sports,
okay,
business, science, and more. So there's just a few in each category. And it's
under,
you know,
30.
Yeah, people under 30 years old. So I've got I have a few categories that I looked at, Hollywood and entertainment. And unfortunately, when you go to the Forbes, they're the gallery people. You know, they have it broken up, and you got to go through it and wait for each page to load, and don't click on it too soon because you're going to hit the ad. Ah,
yeah, they're terrible.
So here's just a couple of things for this. This is up and comers, people who are making a mark, 30 under 30. They've got Julia Garner from Ozark. who I went, oh, is that the daughter or is that Ruthie?
Darlene. Wait, what's her name?
It's Ruthie.
Ruthie, right.
Yes. So Julia Garner is 26 years old from Ozark. And I thought they would have, I love that daughter, Charlotte, on there.
The daughter is super, like, she's almost got an Uma Thurman beauty that she's unique and, but beautiful. But yeah, I wouldn't know her name. If you gave me a multiple choice, I'd probably get it wrong.
Yeah, I also did not know her name. So I thought, and when I saw Julia Garner, I went, oh, I wonder, I looked her up and, you know, I wonder if that's.
So it's for sure Ruthie, though.
Julia Garner is Ruthie.
Okay. And Ruthie's, Julia Garner, I mean, is a great actress.
Unbelievable. And what a character. I mean, it's just, it's so good and so complicated. And it's, that show's out of control. I can't wait. Can you look up and see when, will it be season 4?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, see if that's even. I mean, with COVID, who knows when we're getting that. Anyway, the girl who plays Charlotte, the daughter, she's 21 years old, and her name is Sophia Hublitz.
Okay.
So I looked her up and then wasted like 5 minutes just looking at pictures of her. God, what do I, you know, you just get sucked into this. They're like, oh, look how cute she looks there. Oh, there she is with no makeup. Oh, there she is with a full face. Oh, there's her hair. Oh, no. Let me look at that one.
It really is pathetic.
It is. Caleb McLaughlin from Stranger Things.
Did you, just out of curiosity, because this always ends up happening too, is you look up someone and then somewhere in that there's a, like a nude and you go, oh my God, this person's already been exposed and they're not even, it seems to be the way.
I'm sorry to say, I did not see any nudes of
No, I'm
Sophia
not, and I'm not
going to
look.
Hublitz.
It usually ends up happening though, when I look someone up, I find that there's a lot
There's
more about them than
stuff.
I expected to,
right.
is what I mean.
Oh, let me get a look at that. Mm-hmm. Caleb McLaughlin from Stranger Things. I think he's the black kid. I'm not positive. I don't know all their names in real life. But he's 19 years old. Can you look him up real
Isn't
quick?
I might one of the wrong. Kids is named Finn, right?
Right. Finn Wolfhard. Then there's the kid with the messed up teeth. And I think his name is Garrett.
I was going to say Derek.
Are you talking about Lucas from Stranger Things?
Is he the little black kid on that show?
Yes.
What is his name in real life?
Caleb.
So that is him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but 19 years old. If they're gonna do another season, they got to hurry up. Those kids are hitting man size at this point. Like the charm of the show was they were all 12-year-olds.
Right.
Camila Mendez from Riverdale. I'm not familiar with her, but the people love her.
Either.
26 years old. Rami Youssef from a show called Rami, 29 years old. So he barely sneaks in under the 30 under 30.
This is the, right, 30 under 30. Okay.
Yeah, this is Forbes 30 under 30 list. So moving into the music area, they got Roddy Ricch at 22, Doja Cat at 25, Conan Gray. We loved his album a few months back, we listened to a bunch of cuts off of that for new music.
Isn't he like another one of Jane's discoveries?
That sounds right. We've definitely played his songs on Alice. Mm-hmm. 21 years old. Ava Max, who's 26, and Saweetie, who is also 26. So those
Saweetie?
I don't know them. So this is Forbes 30 under 30, and they've decided that these are the people. And then they've got some sports people, too.
Looks like they started filming for Ozark in November.
Oh.
So they just started filming, but there's no date as far as when that's going to air.
But they're in production.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is great news. That's great. I really worry about 2021. Like, so few productions happen, so few movies. I mean, why would you make a movie now? You'd have to decide whether or not just to stream it or not. It's going to be a weird year for
content. But also there are people just ready for a green light.
Yeah.
To just charge into action.
Speaking of stuff to watch on TV, I've been meaning to get to this. The chess drama, The Queen's Gambit. I don't know if you've got any further chess in that. Drama.
I haven't.
It's a chess drama. That's right. I said chess
drama. You can't
drama.
Believe that you're watching a movie or a show about chess.
And loving it so much.
But
it's
the
so
lead
good.
Actress, and actually the actress who plays the mom is also excellent. They're very, very good.
Absolutely. Just beautifully cast. It's called The Queen's Gambit. It's on Netflix, and it has been huge for Netflix. It premiered last month. It is already their top scripted limited series ever.
That girl, the lead actress,
Anya Taylor-Joy,
she cuts super unique lines as a human being and the way they dress her, but mm-hmm. also the scenes where she's walking, she's like a supermodel walker. Like, she just can walk and hold your attention.
She is, and weirdly, it's funny because we were just talking about Sophia Hublitz, who plays Charlotte on the, or Uma Thurman, like people who are beautiful, but in their own, like, they sort of change your thoughts on what beautiful is. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, she's got a very unusual face. It's pretty at first glance. And the more you look at it, the more you want to look at it. Like, there are so many shots in the show. As we're watching it, I was, of course, amazed that I was at all interested in a chess drama. There is so much no talking shots of people's faces as they decide what move they're going to make and as they're sort of sizing up their competition. So many close-ups on eyes, like for long period, and you're just riveted. Like, I can't wait to see what move she makes, even though I'll have no idea what it is. Oh my God, knight to queen four. What?
So let me ask you a question now that you've started talking about this, because I expected you to talk about it a lot more right when we got back from vacation, because I saw some post you made where you plowed through this thing, and that's why I sort of said, when the missus said, oh, I watched that too, do you want to watch it? I'll watch it again. And so I restarted it, or I started it and she watched it a second time. But so you do not and have not played chess?
I know how to play chess.
But it's, I mean, never caught, like,
had a chessboard growing up, but no, absolutely.
You love Sudoku?
Not.
Sudoku? What, how are you? Love Sudoku. These kind of sort of puzzle things. I can't believe you're not into it.
I am not. I find chess to be tedious and boring. I could never. My brother was into chess a little bit for a while, and I know people who get, especially with the internet, like since you've been able to play it online, mm-hmm. there are people who go deep on this thing. But I've never. It's. Have you ever spent a lot of time playing it?
I have played it. I do not. And I like it. I also, though, am reckless and not someone who, like they talk about in the show, they talk about you need to be methodical and you need to not just jump at this and be reckless. And I'm reckless. I'm not.
Right. There's so much more to it. It started to remind me of like the way a Rubik's Cube is. Like, there are, if this happens, then you do this. If this, like, I just can't, it seems so, like, there's so many formulas and so many complex ways of move. It's just not for me. I can tell.
You need a certain amount of patience which I am not equipped with.
So Netflix is saying 62 million accounts worldwide have watched at least some of The Queen's Gambit. And I always think, I mean, I guess there are people watching Netflix alone. For sure there are. But we don't, we watch it as a family a lot of times. This Anya Taylor-Joy, she was in the movie Split. That's the first time I saw her. That's where, it's like a prequel to Glass, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it's what's that kid's name? The dude actor.
It's not Ed Norton Jr., but no. I always put him in the same cat. I love him. His name is James
McAvoy.
Yes, thank you. Nice I love name. Him. He's crazy in that movie.
Yeah.
She was also in a horror movie called The Witch. Is that The Witch? Is that the one?
You see maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd never seen her. So for me, she's a brand new actress, but she's a huge star now.
I agree.
The work's going to roll in for her.
This is going to break her huge. The Queen's Gambit also made chess cool, and now sets are scarce. I think we were talking about this briefly the other day. They say that if you want a chessboard, you better get it soon.
What?
Because they're selling out. Because that's people make crazy. However many chessboards they make. You know, the demand for chessboards, I'm sure, has been static for many years. But now everyone's like, oh, I want to play some chess. This will be great. And so now everyone wants a chess board.
So that mail order chess set is going to be a little dusty. They've been piled up for a while. Suddenly,
right, exactly.
There's a run on chess.
The Christmas Spectacular starring the Radio City Rockettes at home holiday special is on TV tonight at 10 o'clock on NBC. If you're into that, if you're into kick lines, set your DVR. The 88th annual Christmas at Rockefeller Center is tonight at 8 p.m. on NBC. I think that they light the tree, and they usually have all kinds of performers and singers. I don't see a list of who's performing, but It's Christmas at Rockefeller Center. And if you're around in the afternoon today, we'll be leaving. We'll be going on our bike ride. But at 3:40 Eastern on NBC, which is, I guess that's, is that noon,
that's
40
noon
our time?
Yeah.
Holy cow. There's
lunchtime.
A football game. There's a football game. Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens, which is, I can't remember there ever being a Wednesday at noon.
It's a makeup game because of COVID, and it's, a lot of people are saying there's so many games they just should not play. But all of these TV contracts are huge money.
They're playing
them.
They
need to get these games in.
And if you're looking for something to watch on Netflix and you love space, there's a series premiering today called Alien World. It's a sci-fi.
Sarah.
It's a, I know. I already sent it to my family. Don't worry.
Sarah.
Like, oh, here's the trailer. And actually, I don't know if you want to grab the trailer. It's in TCS. If you want to grab the trailer, we could put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Okay.
But it looks good. Sci-fi documentary series applies the laws of life here on Earth to speculate on what alien life would be like in the rest of the galaxy. So if you're looking for some documentary speculation and you love outer space, well, that might be for you.
What's it called again?
It's called Alien Worlds, and it's
on Netflix. Thanks.
You're welcome. All right, that's it. What's coming up?
You can win $5,000 for your unique cookie recipe.
Oh.
You know, it's got to have something in there that's completely unexpected.
Well,
like
mine has mushrooms.
There you go. Or, and a story about 2020 being the year of our ever-widening asses.
Oh, you
after
are not
these.
Kidding.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.